So the pasuk begins that the Ach Yosef saw Kimei Saviyam, Yaakov died. Vayomer lo yistamenu Yosef. Perhaps Yosef bears a grudge. V'hashiv Yoshev lanu es kol ha'ro asher gamalnu also. He's going to take revenge, get us back. And the next pasuk says, Vayitzavu al Yosef lemor, and they commanded on Yosef, Avicha tzivu lefnei Moshe lemor. They quoted over from Yaakov before he died, he left over this will and testament that you're not going to do anything to us, you're not going to get us back, because he knew that you weren't going to do that to us. That really wasn't true. Yaakov hadn't said anything, but Shina Mipnei HaShalom, in order to enhance the Shalom that Yosef would have, they sort of made up that Yaakov said that you weren't going to do anything. Derech Agav, it's just it's not anything to do with the Shmuz, just Derech Agav. It says Yosef felt so good. Sforno says he felt so good that his father said that he's not going to retaliate because he wasn't choshed him. So the Sforno says that Yosef felt like $1 million, that my father trusted me. It's like it's such a great topic for a chinuch vad that, you know, Yosef must have known that Yaakov loved him so much, and how much love there was between Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef wasn't like insecure. He never did anything that he shouldn't be trusted for. And yet Yosef felt so good. Wow, man, he felt so good that he heard, it wasn't even true. He didn't say it even. But when he found out that his father said that I trust you so much, which is not the greatest thing. Like his father said, I trust you. You're not going to kill your brothers. You wouldn't even think it's anything so special. Like it would have been usher for him to do that. You see, it made the child feel so good. So maybe that's not the topic for today. It's a nice topic, but it's a good topic. Remind me one time we should talk about doing that, discussing that. But on this topic, so what happened? So the brothers, after the Levaya of Yaakov, evidently got very insecure that Yosef is going to get us back. What happened? So Rashi and the Baal HaTurim have two different interpretations. Rashi learns that after the Levaya, Yosef was passing by. I'm sorry, that's the Baal HaTurim. Rashi says, because after Yaakov passed away, hayirgilim lisad al shulchan shel Yosef, they were always eating by the shulchan shel Yosef. V'hayim mekarvan b'shvil kavod aviv, u'mishemes Yaakov lo karvan. And it's covered of the Yaakov, they were included. But after Yaakov died, Yosef couldn't bring them together. Because when Yaakov was in Mitzrayim, everyone, the one big happy family, had dinner together. Everyone ate together. And after Yaakov died, then Yosef didn't invite them anymore. So when the brothers saw that Yosef doesn't invite us anymore, they said, oh my gosh, we got trouble. So Taka is a good kasha. You know, stopped inviting. Someone doesn't invite you to all their simchas and then they stop inviting you. You usually think that something's wrong. Like my mechutin told me that every simcha he makes a few more enemies. Why? Because he doesn't have anything organized and he always forgets to invite, you know, 2 or 3 people. So those are the people that they are his enemies. Every simcha he gets 2 or 3 more enemies because you forget to invite someone. So it sounds like the story here, that here Yosef didn't invite the brothers anymore by the new simchas, whatever, and they got insulted and they thought that there's a reason why Yosef's not inviting us, so whatever. So they thought that Yosef's out to get them. So Taka, There's a medrash. Why Taka did Yosef not invite them? So the Sifsei Chaim is quoting a medrash Tanchuma. Hulo neskaven el l'shem shemayim. You shouldn't think that Yosef had any ill intent. He had kavanah l'shem shemayim. Amar l'sha'avar abba. The Sha'avar Abba Moshev Li Lamailam Yehuda Shumelech Ulamalem Ruven Shubachar. In the past, my father, when we were eating together, my father seated me, I think I'm reading this right, ahead of Yehuda, who was the king, and ahead of Ruven, who was the Bachar. Achshav Enu Bedin Sheishiv Lamalamehem Adkan. It seems like if Yaakov was in charge of the seating, so Yaakov seated Yosef ahead of Yehuda and ahead of Reuven. Yaakov did it was okay, but not Yaakov was nifter, so Yosef now has to invite them, and it doesn't look nice. I should go ahead and seat myself ahead of Yehuda, who's the Melech. I should seat myself ahead of Reuven, who's the Bechar. That's insulting. I can't do that. So Taka, why don't you seat them ahead of you? Couldn't do that either. Covered a Malchus. He couldn't do it. So what did he do? Shev al Tasa. He did nothing. He didn't invite them. He couldn't invite them because they couldn't figure out the seating plan. You see how much effort you have to put into the seating plan. If anybody walked into the office today, there are 1,000 shilas going on in the office today just on the seating plan of the dinner coming up on Sunday. I myself have to call Rabbi Grunblatt in New York with a shila on a seating shila. Just in the seating plan. But you see, it's for this week's parasha. The seating plan. He calls the seating plan, he called off the dinner. So maybe we should call off the dinner. They got the money already. Skip the dinner. So Yosef had no choice. He couldn't seat himself ahead of them. That's insulting to Yehuda and insulting to Reuven. He couldn't seat them in front of him because he has the responsibility for Kavanah Malchus. That's Rashi. That's Pshat in that Rashi. So he had Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim, and they. All they know is that they stopped getting invited to the dinner. So they got insulted. Yosef's angry at us. And the Baal Turim says that he was coming back from the Levaya, so he was passing by, or he was near, the bar where he was thrown into. So he had to make a bracha. Baruch sha'asa li neis b'makam hazeh. You know, you have to make such a bracha if a neis happens to you. I know someone a neis happened to. They have to make this, they make a bracha. I don't know how often they do it, but they do it. I don't know, at least once a year, they're there. They make a bracha. Shasali neis hamakom hazeh. There's neis nigla. So, Mimela, when they saw that Yosef was standing by the bar, they figured like he's like getting all riled up. You know, standing by the bar and he's mumbling something. So they probably figured he's mumbling. He's probably mumbling like, you know, put in this button, like trash talking. And they thought that Yosef is all upset. So they assumed that Yosef's going to retaliate. So they got all nervous and that's why they had to make up this whole rouge that Yaakov said, you know, don't do anything to us. I guess I'd come right out now just before we get to the optional Mar Makomos, just ask the kasha right now. Like, I assume if you're preparing, maybe you have the same kasha. Well, why couldn't the brothers have been down the kafschus over here? That's my kasha. He couldn't be down the kafschus. It was so hard to figure out. It's so hard to figure out. Like, why would he not invite us? Couldn't think of the reason. And also, he went to the bar. You think Yosef is the only one of the Shvatim that knew the halacha, that you have to make a bracha, baruch sha'asa l'neis hamakom hazeh. That's shver. It's okay, someone's going to maybe want to say it. That, you know, how they're supposed to know he's making a bracha, but I mean, actually, maybe all the Shvatim knew this. You have to make a bracha. So, and if he said a capital tillim that Hashem saved him there also, already you have to assume that if he stayed a little bit longer, you have to assume right away that he's going to attack. And just, you know, furthermore, just to, I don't know if you have to ask anything more. I don't know if you have to say anything more, but just in case you have to say more, maybe people won't be convinced. I was just like, just thinking about the whole inyan. You go through, you look at as later on, Yosef does calm them down to say, I'm not upset. He says, Hatachas Elokim. What's the exact Russian? Kisaka Yomar Alem Yosef Al Tiro Kis Hasaka Selokimani. Am I in the place of Hashem? Atem Chashavtem Olai Ra Elokim Chashav L'Tova. What do you? It's all by sharing. Hashem worked it out for the best. So. That's what Yosef answers them. Then he adds on, the last Rashi, by Yadabra Libam. So what's the Yadabra Libam? Rashi says that he told them that I have to be crazy to kill you. Because before you came, everyone said, how could I be Melech? I'm an Eved. You know, they said I wasn't legally elected. There was place, there was extenuating circumstances that brought me to power. I'm an Eved, I had no right to the presidency. So, if I go ahead and kill you, they're going to assume that here, these brothers came on, I just went ahead and said I'm their brother, and then I go ahead and kill them, because who goes ahead and kills their brother? So I'm just going to end up being an Eved. So, I'm saying that it didn't. What Yosef was saying, it's illogical for you to think that I'm going to do anything to you. So they couldn't realize on their own that it would be illogical for him to do anything to them. What are they really scared about? Okay, maybe you don't like that. Not more compelling than the other ones. But something, you see, like it. Yosef was just saying, it's not logical. If it wouldn't be illogical. And that must be very compelling, although Yosef wouldn't have said it to them. And additionally, like this, what transpired this whole time, Yosef, you see, he threw everyone out of the room. He sent out all the mitzvim. There's even a machlokas whether shura asa or lok shura asa. So according to some of the Tanoim, that he put himself besakanas nefashis to reveal himself, that they shouldn't. I forgot to make a copy of the Ramban that says he sent everyone out of the room because the brothers shouldn't suffer even any busha when he had to reveal himself, and it would come out that the brothers sold him. He didn't want to cause any busha to the brothers, so he threw all the mitzvim out, even put himself besakanas nefashis. So doesn't that already show Yosef's true colors, that he's the king and he brought us in and he put himself besakana just to protect our dignity? He didn't have to do that. And I presume that, you know, Yosef wasn't just a estranged brother. He was also Yosef HaTzadik. When they had this opportunity to be with Yosef, I'm not sure, anyone, how long was it since Yaakov was down here till he died? Anyone know how long that was? How long are they together since he revealed himself till Yaakov died? How long? 17 years. And 17 years of Yosef HaTzadik. That guy, it's a bigger tzir. 17 years, they probably saw Yosef's true colors, like the Gadol Hador. So the Gadol Hador in 17 years, at the first sign, he goes past the bar once and he mumbles something to himself. Already, the first thing you jump to conclusions is that he's out to retaliate. Someone who was most anefesh for you, and he was most anefesh not to protect your lives. He was mosar nefesh just to protect that you shouldn't be a shtickle embarrassed. So, l'chora, you see from here, I think I see from here that it was very, very hard to be down the kavskus. Once you have in your mind a position, you have a certain assessment of the person, is very hard. First thing that comes up, boom, you're right back. And they already blew it with Yosef once upon a time. Right? They made one mistake with Yosef. They were not don him l'kavskus. Whether they had a right, a pidin, they had to judge it based on what they saw, but they saw, now they see clearly they made a mistake. Whether they're culpable for that mistake or not. It could be they weren't responsible for the mistake because they had no way of knowing. So, but now they saw. And you see how difficult it is to change your assessment of someone. So hard, even for the Shiftei Ka, even for the Shiftei Ka, and even for on a Yosef HaTzadik, the Shiftei Ka on a Yosef HaTzadik, who was Mosa Nefesh for them, just to protect their dignity, how difficult it is to be down the Kafskus. It's a very powerful thought, because most disagreements start because of misunderstandings. Misunderstandings, I assume that you thought the person meant one thing and he meant something else. So I guess all misunderstandings start with not being down the kapsvus. I presume that's the core of everything. But this is not just down. Once in your lifetime, you're gonna have a situation where you're down the kapsvus. It'll be hard because it's not always as prominent. Usually things that are more subtle than what happened here with Yosef, that they thought he was Habol Lahargo, Hashkim Lahargo. They thought Yosef was going to kill them, so they had to kill him. Usually it's much more subtle, but it's so difficult to be able to read past it, because we are so influenced by our own impressions. Also, Derech Agav, I assume, just as a Musar Haskel, you see how important it is to make a good first impression on people, because if you make a wrong impression, that means, you know, what do you want the muhsuk to be on the person? What do you want his default impression of you to be? If you start off with someone making a bad impression, so even though later on you change it, but since already it was stamped in his mind that this guy's a shlamazel or not a mensch, the first time you do something wrong, he's going to go back and say, not a mensch. So it's so important to make a good first impression. Because, obviously you should get over the, work on this midah and be down the kavskos, but since I assume the teva of brius is that, you see from here, it's hard to be down the kavskos. If it was easy, I assume the brothers would have been able to be down the Yosef the kavskos over here. I assume they would have been able to do it, but I assume this is very, 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 very hard to do. And I don't even necessarily see that, just throw it out there if anyone wants to research before tomorrow. Doesn't it even say that the brothers were violated any Isurim? They didn't violate the Mishnah, Havadonis, Kol Adam L'Kav Zchus over here. I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying that they, based on what they saw, that's what they assumed. So maybe it wasn't even a tfi on them. This is, looking at the story from 2020 hindsight, to me, I'd like to hear your comments on this. To me, it seems like this is like a no-brainer. What's the problem? With the benefit of, hindsight, like, what was your problem? The brothers? Tzadikim Gomor. I mean, Yosef is a tzadik gomer. 17 years, you saw him being the tzadik hadar, the gadol hadar. He lived like the gadol hadar. He was a tzadik. He did everything. And he supported them. Mamash, he supported all his brothers and their families for 17 years. And the first sign of trouble, boom, there's Yosef. Who knows what he's going to do to us now? He's going to retaliate. So this is very important, yesod, to have to work on. First of all, when we get upset at someone else, I'm not preaching over here. This is to myself. When we get upset at someone else, the first thing we have to do is to like go through. Okay, what am I missing here? You know, and then assume that you still couldn't figure it out because you're not better than the brothers. I assume the brothers also said, look, what are we missing here? And they still couldn't figure it out. But then you still have to do another 3 or 4 rounds to try and come up with it. And second of all, just as a Musar Haskel to Deher, how important it is for us to make very good first impressions so that we are not victimized by that person's inability to be down the kapskos on us. We should be on the right side of people being down us the kapskos. The best way to do it is that person should think you did their first impression of you was good, so that we don't run into difficulty.